Well, this show is Spirit in Action. So my hope is to do some estimation of President Obama as a spirit in action. To what degree does he measure up to that goal? How would you go about determining that?
Well, I think the whole gestalt of the person, firstly, his spirit, what he stands for, what the way that he appeals to people, his capacities for empathy, his largeness of vision. First thing he does as president is goes to Cairo. He thinks it matters that the image of the United States just went down dramatically on the watch of the previous president, and he's a kind of restorer, repairer of the breach, wants to make a difference so that people work together. His own work started out as a community organizer, and community organizers, they go around, they do their every member canvas, they, okay, what are the needs in this community, and then they're always using that account of the needs to try to get people to pull together and to work together. And I think those qualities of Obama, though I think in some ways they've been to his detriment as president, those are beautiful qualities. They're deep in him. His mother was someone who spent, you know, most of her life, you know, trying to get access to credit for poor people in, you know, third world situations and the like. She was a community organizer before he was. So I think those skills and that temperament and the good-willed spirit that Obama has, it often seems like people don't see it or don't even recognize it. He's had so much vituperation sort of poured on him and so much legitimate criticism, I think, from people who worked very hard to get him elected. But I do believe this is about as compelling a human being as we could ever see elected to the presidency.